You see, the big things with God are not the big things with man. That's not what impresses God. What is it to Him? What's a world war to God? Nothing compared to the glory, the exquisite glory that He can get from some little emaciated woman who's talking to some big shot commander. He uses the foolish things. He uses the weak things to confound the mighty and confound the wise. The really big things with God are not what the world would call big things, or even what a Christian might think are big things. The really big things, the really big things, are when some unknown Christian in this group tonight, when you're alone and nobody knows, nobody will ever know, and by the grace of God, you resist temptation, that's a big thing. That's big. When God takes someone who's been a slave of sin all their life and can make it so they could resist temptation and serve Him, that's big. That's incredibly big. The big things are when a Christian husband sees his young bride wasting away with cancer and all of his prayers for a healing unanswered, and he continues to believe God and glorify God. That's a big thing. Big thing is when a Christian father stands at the graveside of his unconverted daughter and gives glory to God for being true and faithful. That's a big thing. It's bigger than all the big stuff in the eyes of the world. It's a big thing when some unknown saint perseveres year after year, when it seems that everything is falling apart outwardly, that it seems like God is not true and faithful, and that dear saint stands firm and continues to persevere and serve her Lord and glorify Him. That's a big thing. Beloved, someday it's all going to come to light, and then we'll understand what the big things are. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. A lot of times it does. Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. The weakness of God, the foolishness of God. Isn't it a lovely thing? Isn't it a wise thing? Isn't it a powerful thing? Blind unbelief is sure to err and scan his works in vain. God is his own interpreter. He will make it plain. One day we'll see the glory and the beauty and the perfection of it all. One more verse before I close. John 12, 23 and 24, Jesus says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Oh, the resurrection. No, he's not talking about the resurrection. He's talking about the crucifixion. Very next verse. Except a grain of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abides alone. That's what he's talking about. Say, hour has come. The hour, you remember? All the way. My hour has not yet come. The hour has not yet come. Now he says, the hour has come. What? The crucifixion. For the Son of Man to be glorified. What do you mean, Lord? He means that there on the cross, there is a glory that cannot be seen anywhere else in all of history. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. The wondrous cross. You see, there's a glory there that's hidden from the eyes of sinful men. But for those who have eyes to see, the greatest glory that ever was there on the cross.